Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv for the last hour and 52 minutes. Coming up in the next segment with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We've got the great Bob Chapman on the line with us. We're about to go to law in Colorado. It is the law, I know. What a great guy. You can see that footage in the Obama extras where they attack us, we're having the bullhorn, and then Law shows up with the bullhorn, and Luke Radowski, and put him up on his shoulders, and Law's like 6'6", 6'7". It's hilarious. They really start throwing fits. But classic stuff. But real fast, Bob Chapman, fire out the toll-free number for folks that want to call and get the latest complimentary copy of the International Forecaster.
And that's toll-free number, 877-479-8178.
Fantastic. And folks can also go to theinternationalforecaster.com. Got a new one coming out tomorrow. Let's go to Law in Colorado. Law, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hi, hello, Alex, and hello, Bob. Great to finally get on the show. Really, I didn't have any questions. I just was wanting to tell you about, I'm not sure if you're aware, but for the first time in U.S. history here, KBDI Channel 12 actually got Press for Truth on the PBS station here in Denver.
We actually put links to that up in their fundraising drive. Yeah, that's PBS that isn't under Rockefeller's control. And I believe they're the same ones that showed America Freedom to Fascism, and Franchi was also on their pitching Endgame.
Yeah.
So did they air Endgame, or did they just give it away for donations?
No, they were actually giving it away at a certain level of donation. But we were all amazed about that, for sure. But so that was really tremendous. You know, I really wanted to relate to what you guys were talking about before, about how the change is becoming palpable. You can sense it now. We had just a big week, started out with the KBDI. It was really 9/11 visibility, Fran Schur and the people over there that made that happen. It took about a year and a half to really get the thing rolling, and they had a tremendous response. I mean, they were breaking records in just their first commercial pledge break, so that was really, really telling. I mean,
absolutely, it is telling, and the enemy knows we're the majority, but they know that most people don't know that, so they're desperately trying to make us all look fringe. But in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. There's still a great cost, but it's getting easier and easier. And as more of us stand up, there are less and less targets that the New World Order can single out, because there's too many of us, because there's too many targets. They can't shut us down. So power in numbers. Bob Chapman?
I agree completely.
Well, Law, I got to get Colorado change on in the near future. Just all of you guys are just doing such an amazing job. Fire out the website.
Oh, heck yeah. It'd be wearechangecolorado.org, actually. That's where you can check us out and get in touch. And another point I wanted to make was we did the People's Fair again this weekend. We gave away over 1,300 free DVDs. And I wanted to thank you, Alex. It's really an honor to be on the Obama Deception DVD. It's really fantastic. The MSNBC event there is going to go down in my own personal history as one of the greatest times I've had.
Well, you know, they were laughing when they were punching and hitting me and cut the microphone cord on the bullhorn and attacked me, and then attacked our camera guy viciously. But I just sat there and let them laugh at me, and you guys got there in 15 minutes with more bullhorns, and we said, okay, attack us and shut us down. We'll come back with 4 bullhorns. Shut those down. We'll come back with 8 bullhorns. And but I mean, it was so archetypal to have them attack me viciously, and then show up huge, you know, like a NFL center, but without the big belly, and to sit there with Luke on the shoulders. It was just so archetypal how they crushed me, and then an even bigger phoenix rose right out of the ground. It was really spiritual. So that's on the Obama Deception extras. Bob Chapman, great talking to you. Hopefully we'll see you here next week if things haven't totally imploded. And Law, good hearing from you.
Thank you. I'll be there.
All right, Bob, you're the best. Law, you're great as well. All right, we'll be right back. Got a lot of calls and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only, GCN Radio Network, coming to you via PrisonPlanet.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, until about 45 after or so, we have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on the line with us today. And Dr. Roberts, of course, was the former editor of the Wall Street Journal, former head of policy, Department of the Treasury, number two there, the father of Reaganomics, has been listed by many publications as one of the top 10 or top 50 economists out there. And you have all these fake neocons that he was a big critic of. He hoped Obama was going to do what he said he did, and I know lately he's been saying, my gosh, it looks like he could actually be worse if that was possible. Bush only tripled government. Obama's doubled it in 1 year, so that'd be a, I guess, tenfold increase instead of a tripling in 4 years to 8 years, depending on how you cut it or slice it. So he's with us to talk about that, some of his columns that are syndicated, why the Chinese laughed at us, and where all this is going. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, good to have you here, my friend.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Break it down. I mean, there's a lot going on, but what state are we in right now with the White House grabbing industries, telling banks what to do, saying nobody can audit them, they're above the law, Obama going back on everything he said? I mean, this is getting crazy.
yes, looks like pursuit of power has gone to their heads. I certainly agree. And I think it's hurting Obama. A lot of his fans are disturbed about him, and And, of course, the Republicans will turn that to their advantage sooner or later.
And then so we'll be thrown out of the fire back into the frying pan and back and forth. How does this end when both parties are owned by the same corrupt interest? And that whorehouse called Washington just eats, drinks, and marry, not even caring if the country collapses. They'll just move to Switzerland.
Yeah, it's really kind of like the French government, isn't it, before the French Revolution? I mean, that's how out of touch both parties are. I think what may happen, Alex, of course, I don't know. Nobody can know. I think what may happen is that the general overreach of the United States government, the economic overreach, you know, the foreign policy, the military, they just overreach in so many places that they get so many problems that they suffer a huge defeat. I think defeat is what they're headed for. If we think about the Iraq war and all the trouble and the long drawn out process until we finally caught on and started paying off the insurgents with money, if you think about all that trouble, why do they want to get in 10 times as much trouble in Pakistan and Afghanistan, much larger, more rugged countries, meaner people? It doesn't make a great deal of sense. You would think they would have learned, good gosh, we came close to getting our butts kicked in Iraq. What do we want to take even worse risk? And then if you look at the financial policy and you say, well, look, we let the financial gangsters make fools of us and deregulate them and turn them loose. They wiped out half of the savings of the American people who denied themselves the consumption and put away money for their old age, and now the banksters have destroyed half of it, and we let them con us into deregulating them and giving them a free hand to rip people off. And now how do we respond to that? Well, we give them trillions of dollars. But we won't do anything for the homeowners, and we let the car companies go bankrupt because we want to bust the unions. But we won't let a bank go bankrupt. And how do they think that plays with people? I mean, even the brainwashed American public sees through all that. And then the question is these deficits. You know, like this year the deficit is 4 or 5 times bigger than last year. It just cannot be financed. So, and next year, the same thing again. It'll be another $2 trillion in red ink. When you have half of your budget in red ink, that's like when you're in a major war, like World War II or something. And you're in that situation, how do you finance it? The world hadn't got that money to finance it. And so that financing problem, I think, is going to threaten the dollar's role as a reserve currency. And, of course, that weakens the power of the United States because the real power of the country is not based on some kind of inherent right that we have. It's based on the fact that we have the reserve currency and can pay our bills in our own currency. So if we lose that, we've lost the bulk of our power. And yet they're taking great risk with that important power by adding, you know, $4 trillion in 2 years. And it's not just what they're adding to the accumulated federal debt, which is large. It's the fact that they got to come up with $2 trillion in borrowed money this year, another $2 trillion in borrowed money next year, and there's not $2 trillion anywhere in the world to lend us. And so there's only two places that money can come from. One is another sharp decline in the stock market, in which equity holders flee from stocks for the safety of government bonds. That's one way they can finance the deficit. The only other way is to print the money. And if they print the money, and the world will notice it. In fact, the Chinese have been complaining for 6 months or more about the possibility that we're going to print the money to finance us. And they keep complaining in louder and louder voices. And recently in Beijing, the audience that the Treasury Secretary Geithner had laughed at him because he was so stupid. He didn't even understand that he cannot simultaneously tell the Chinese that he wants a strong dollar, but he wants the Chinese currency to rise. And that their investments are safe. Their dollar investments are safe. Well, obviously, if the Chinese let their currency rise relative to the dollar holdings are worth less. And they're not safe. They're getting less dollars.
But Dr. Roberts, I mean, Geithner, that little pinhead, I mean, he's not stupid. He knows that was pure bull. I guess he just thought he was talking to an uneducated American audience on economics instead of a Chinese group of college students who were mainly economics students.
I don't know, Alex. Maybe. But it's a terrific risk to take. You know, to have... We're the superpower. We're the financial superpower. We rule the world. And a university audience laughs down the Secretary of Treasury of the United States.
No, I agree, but I think he's so arrogant. I mean, I think he's so arrogant he thought he'd get away with it. I agree with you that it's a big risk and that the luster, the aura, the cloak of infallibility of the private Federal Reserve and these bankers and these corporate crooks is starting to fade, and you're right, that's a danger. You know, I mean, it's good to have their power fade, but it's also in a way bad because when they fall over like a giant oak tree on us, it could crush us. But I guess it's better than being their slaves. But the question I've got for you then on this issue is, where does it go? Because in layman's terms, they're already monetizing debt. Isn't the Federal Reserve and the Treasury already engaged in chicanery with each other when people don't buy all the bonds they put out on the market? Or how do you see this unfolding? Is there any way out of this? And then B, isn't this like a Mexican standoff? It's kind of crazy, like a fox or a method to the madness. Bernanke and them know that China has its main investments with us, so if they start dumping the dollar, they're going to destroy their own market. But at a point, it won't matter because it'll start inflating currencies, and then, you're the economist. Explain it to me.
Well, so far, Alex, it's going just as I predicted. I said that when they announced they were going to buy $1 trillion of debt, $300 billion in treasury bonds, and $700 billion in mortgage bonds, I said, well, that's monetization, and that's going to drive up the interest rates, drive down the bond prices. And lo and behold, exactly what's happened. Interest rates have risen on the treasuries, and the prices, which, you know, is the reverse of that, have gone down.
And it's harder to get a home.
And so what Geithner thought, or Bernanke, of all of them, thought was that, hey, we can drive down interest rates by buying these bonds. But instead, they've gone up. And so I would imagine as the Fed buys up more of the bonds they're issuing to finance this year's budget deficit, the interest rates are going to go rise higher. And so then they're faced with, what do we do about the real estate crisis? The rates are rising. How does that help? It doesn't help. See what I'm saying? It hurts. And so I think that's what I say, that they're creating more problems than they can manage. And they will be devoured by the problems. Their power will be devoured. And, of course, Americans will suffer due to the rising inflation and interest rates, which will be together with unemployment.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts got a break again. Come back and continue explaining that to people. Yeah, I mean, they supposedly all these trillions in TARP money, but now it's harder to get a mortgage. They're using the money to buy up other banks and insurance companies and having the government come in and order banks in their activities. We'll talk about the whole Bank of America scandal when we get back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I'm Alex Jones.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 12, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 947.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 974.20, 287.10 for a half ounce, and 243.55 for a quarter ounce. That's 974.20, 487.10, and 243.55.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Survivalistseeds.com.
Get back into the economy in the next segment, final segment with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. But right now I want to shift gears on one of the other big subjects he talks about, the police state. And again, he's a real conservative. Father of Reaganomics, but we've had police shooting people in handcuffs in the back and then trying to claim they attacked them, and then hidden camera stuff gets released and they just shoot the guy for no reason. We have police shooting people's little dogs all over the news. When they come to your house now and the chihuahua barks, they kill it, saying it was a threat to the officers, literally. And we've got the military and the police training everywhere. The TSA announced in the Associated Press yesterday that in Boston and New York, everyone will be searched. And everyone, I don't know how they're going to do this, but it says everyone, will be put through those body scanners, you know, that are called, you know, the naked scanners in the news that show your body. And that the FBI wants them to set up TSA-style security at America's biggest malls. And your book, The Tyranny of Good Intentions, I don't think it really is even good intentions, but it tells all these amazing stories and how the Bill of Rights is being abolished. The second edition's out right now, brand new. We got it up on screen for folks. And in the few minutes we got left in this little short segment, I mean, it looks like it's premeditated here as they implode the economy and they've set up NORTHCOM now and they say they're going to use army troops on us. But I don't see that working as society continues to implode. Can you speak to that?
Well, I mean, first of all, this couldn't possibly have anything to do with terrorists because they haven't bombed any subways or any shopping centers. And as far as we can tell, the only terrorists that have been uncovered in the United States are people that the FBI stirred up and led and talked into doing things with promises of large sums of money. So since there aren't any terrorists and the FBI has to go out and find really incompetent and somewhat unintelligent people to bribe with money to say that they want to go be a terrorist, then we're not under any attack, so there's no reason for any of this body scanning other than to further make the American people accept searches without warrants, because that's basically what they're doing to you. They're searching you without a warrant. Now, the claim on the air,
yes, sir,
travel is that, oh, but you see, if you don't want to be searched, you don't have to fly. And since flying is so vulnerable, you're up in the air, and we can't have anybody a danger to the other passengers. Well, of course, going to malls is not that kind of argument at all. There's nobody up in the air. There's no vulnerabilities other than what you would find from being mugged or hit by a car or anything else when you go out. And so there's no special vulnerabilities. And so it has nothing to do with anything except training us to be good little citizens of a police state. Oh, yes. See, the next thing they will do then is say we have to have implants so they'll know where we are at all times.
They're already proposing that. The Mexican Attorney General made his employees take them 3 years ago.
Well, I don't know what's behind all this other than just bureaucracy running amok. I mean, we can look for conspiracies. The trouble I always have with all these conspiracies is it assumes that they're so much smarter than they ever show any signs of being.
I don't think they're even that smart. They have the instinct of control freaks.
Okay, it's a bureaucracy that always wants more power.
And well, of course.
So if technology presents new opportunities, then they seize it and they use it. But I suppose people, if the American people were clued in, which unfortunately not very many of them are, they all need to listen to your show. But if they were clued in, then they could just boycott the malls. And then the malls.
And the subways and the rest of it.
The subways. You don't have to use. Subways is kind of harder, I guess, for New Yorkers because they got to be able to get around in a city that's. But you could certainly boycott the malls. And then that would contribute to the commercial real estate collapse, and people would probably make the government back off.
Well, as you know, sir, they've done studies. A lot of people don't fly now because they don't like having the illegal aliens that run security jab them and scream at them. I want to ask you about the MIAC and DHS reports we broke a few months ago, listing conservatives and people as terrorists and the whole End the Fed movement, where you see that going with auditing the Fed. Stay with us, sir.
Final segment.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's WHOLECure.com. WholeCure.com today.
You know, we broke the Mayak report, the DHS report, and many others before that. We broke previous reports put out by the feds. People wouldn't believe us. We broke that they had InfraGuard a year before it was in the mainstream news, getting 56,000 executives with shoot-to-kill orders during martial law ready to watch their employees. Now it's public. The clergy response teams, now over 40,000 of those we know of. Then it came on the news years after we had the secret documents. Saying, oh, yes, the clergy's preparing their flocks to hand in their guns, go to FEMA camps. That's mainstream news. You can't make this up. I can't believe it myself. It's so crazy. And then now the DHS report comes out and says Ron Paul supporters, people that want to audit the Fed. We got the documents from the Army leaked to us. And the Army admitted it to the news that they were spying on Ron Paul in Houston and me in Dallas protesting the Fed last year and listed us as potential terrorists and told the military in plain clothes, Army intelligence, don't let them know you're military. They may kill you. That's posted on InfoWars.com. I mean, this country's just got secret police all over it, and now they want to have secret arrests. They've said no more Bill of Rights, basically, no more Fourth Amendment, warrantless wiretappings, A-OK, the courts have ruled, the Congress has passed the law. And then, Dr. Roberts, I mean, you've been saying for years here on the air that they're gearing up to make the American people the enemy. Now they say in the DHS report the number one potential threat is veterans and gun owners and Ron Paul supporters.
Yeah,
give me
Bob
your take.
Barr. Yeah, and Bob Barr supporter.
And Bob Barr. I mean, this is crazy. Your take on that?
Well, I think, you know, it shows the brown shirt mentality that I've been writing about for several years. It shows how they've taken patriotism of people who are not particularly bright and turned it into a brown shirt mentality where they're prepared now to turn on anyone who can be demonized. And so the government is obviously going to demonize people who are associated with the defense of civil liberties. And that's who's being demonized. I mean, there you have Bob Barr and Ron Paul. And so, and it'll be the ACLU and it'll be libertarians in general and anybody who says, hey, look, we have these rights and it's illegal under statutory law and also unconstitutional for you and the government to violate these rights. So that is the enemy now. So anyone who is opposed to unbridled state arbitrary power is an enemy of America, and they will soon be called terrorists or insurgents or something. And so that's what's happening. You're right to call attention to it, and that's exactly what's happened. The founding fathers would all be arrested as dangerous to state power. So I think that's what we are faced with. And the one check to it, of course, is an armed population if they're prepared to use the arms. But, of course, the kind of guns we have are not very powerful compared to what the state can wield. And the other check to this development that we're discussing, I call it the brown shirt movement, is that the government overreaches, we talked about earlier, and finds its power shaken, suffers some big defeats and humiliations, and that this breaks the hold that it's acquiring over people's minds and bodies. So other than that, I don't think there's going to be any kind of a political movement or reformers in Washington that are going to be able to roll this back. The courts might slow them down. There are still enough people on the federal bench that weren't put there by the Federalist Society who still believe in a balance of powers and civil liberties, and the courts may slow this process down. And let's hope they do, because the more it's slowed down, the more likely the power of the federal government is going to crack from its hubris and arrogance and overextension. I don't think the entire world is prepared to put up with the United States. They put up with us for a long time because we were saving them from the Soviet Union, or so they thought, and then because of the money we give them. But if the money goes and loses its magic because it gets inflated away, or the economy goes so much that there's no money to give anybody over there to control their governments and buy them, then they just don't cooperate with us in the same ways. And that would produce massive problems for the United States if China and Japan and Russia or Europe or the Saudis decided that cooperating with us was not any longer in their interest the way it had been in the past, or was less in their interest, or that less cooperation was more in their interest. This would produce enormous problems for the United States and would undermine the ability to imprison us all in some way or the other.
So how long are they going to put up with it?
You mean the foreigners?
Well, I mean, here, how long can the corruption just burgeon and spill out like a plague of locusts eating our flesh to the bone? I mean, how long can the arrogance and the hubris and the just open tyranny and open torture and open secret arrest and open wars and open lies? I mean, how long can evil be called good and good called evil? How long will the world put up with this? Where do you see this developing into now?
Well, I think that if it's that the American people are unlikely to call a halt to it. That if the halt is called, it'll be from foreigners. Our so-called NATO puppet states will cease to be puppet states. They won't want the association. The Russians and Chinese are already, you know, digging in their heels. At some point, the instability that we cause in the Middle East will threaten our puppets there. And to save themselves, they may simply switch over. I don't think the United States has the power required for its aggressive program of hegemony at home and abroad. I just don't think it does. But I do agree with you that's their intention. Their intention is to tyrannize us and the rest of the world. But I don't think, and I of course may be wrong, that they have the financial and moral and leadership and military power to achieve that. And when you think about them occupying the United States when they can occupy Baghdad.
Dr. Roberts, you were in Washington, you were in the White House, you were at the highest levels of government. When I watch Glenn Beck posing as one of us, but saying arrest Ron Paul supporters, use the army on us, that this horrible Bruner guy or whatever his name is at the Jewish Center, that he's a Ron Paul supporter, and he has CIA guys on saying that militia people work with Al-Qaeda. I mean, they know they're lying. They know it's bull.
Yeah.
And you look in their eyes, Beck's enjoying it. The CIA guy looked like he was losing his soul while he was doing it. But, I mean, how do they get CIA guys to really try to tyrannize the U.S.? I guess they just work for offshore corporate interests, and that's their job. I want you to comment on that in closing. And then one other point, the audit the Fed movement, it's going to the floor. They're trying to pull out every trick they've got, saying society will collapse if we audit the Fed. Can you speak to that and how it ties into Bank of America and GM and these companies being forced to be cut up and given to foreign interest?
All right. I'll say two things briefly. One, having been in the Reagan administration, I don't think anybody there, certainly not Reagan, none of us could possibly have conceived of where the United States would be, a quarter of a century later. This type of behavior, I don't think we could even have conceived of it. We would have thought it was some kind of a science fiction film, or something. And and I never saw any of those kinds of intentions. It wasn't anything that, if anybody was concerned with it, it was going on. It certainly wasn't anything that ever reached my ears or awareness. And I don't think it had anything whatsoever to do with Reagan or his intentions or what he was trying to do.
So there's been that big of a flip-flop and change in Washington culture. It's just...
In a quarter of a century, something has happened that none of us could have even dreamed of. Now, the question on auditing the Fed, it must be audited. The Fed doesn't want to be audited because they're allowed to use their profits for their own expenses. And then whatever's left, they are supposed to turn into the Treasury. So they probably don't want anyone to learn about their expenses. They probably live a grand life. They have that place up in Jackson Hole where they go every year for their conferences. And it's just, it's a grand life. And they probably don't want anybody to see their expenses. Now, of course, there may be other reasons they don't want to be audited. But I don't think a democracy or any kind of government can afford to have elements of it that aren't audited. Now, when the General Accounting Office has tried to audit various parts of the United States government, such as the Pentagon or any any cabinet, Lovelace. They've often said that the information is so bad we can't do an audit. And so what we have is a situation where the United States government puts private firms in prison for having bad accounting practices, but itself has no accounting practices that could even be audited.
Exactly. Well, the Pentagon, in hearings 4 years ago, said they had $2-plus trillion missing, and I've got Rumsfeld on video saying, I don't know where it is, and we're not going to ever tell you. And he brings up Dr. Chu, the head of financing, and he says, we're not going to tell you. It's just like Bernanke to Senator Sanders going, I'm not going to tell you where the money went.
That's right. If they know, they're not going to tell you, and they may not know, or they may only know in part. And they use a lot of it to buy foreign governments. You know, I've said this before. When I was my PhD dissertation chairman was the second most powerful man in the Pentagon during the Nixon years, and he invited me to his office once. He wanted me to do something for the government. And I asked him, I said, how does the United States get all these foreign countries to do what they want all the time? How do they get them to do it? He said, money. I said, oh, you mean foreign aid? We give them foreign aid. He said, no, we just buy their governments. We just give the leaders money. And he wasn't proud of it. He was just telling me a fact. That was just the facts on the ground. And I think that's true. We own the European governments. We give them money.
Well, let me ask you this question then. What is going to happen that when the dollar finally dies or finally falls apart or it is no longer completely a monopolar system, for a season, a few years, there'll still be the big military.
There won't be any way to pay it.
Well, I understand, but...
We're import dependent.
So will they use the military right when it implodes, as the RAND Corporation says they may, to start World War III as a cover, or will it just implode?
I don't know. I think it'll just implode because there's no money. They can't... See, we're import dependent, and we can't pay for the imports. We can't feed people, mm-hmm. clothe them. There's no gasoline. You can't make deliveries.
And they won't be able to buy off these governments. Well, I mean, even if we lose the
world reserve. That's the main point. See, this happened to the Romans. You know, when the silver denarius, the main monetary unit, it got so inflated that it was nothing but lead. It turned essentially into lead. The silver coin became lead. They couldn't buy off the barbarians. They didn't want the damn lead.
It's the same thing again.
So our paper is being destroyed by overprinting or whatever, overcreation. And when the thing goes, and the Chinese keep pointing that it's going to go, they're worried because they're holding $1 trillion. And when it goes, you can't buy people anymore. You can't buy them. And
when it goes, how fast will it go?
I think if it starts, it'll be very fast because everybody, the stocks that the world holds of dollars are immense. You know, there's $1 trillion in Japan, $1 trillion in China. Who knows how much OPEC has? Probably another $1 trillion. The Europeans, I mean, it's everywhere. And when it starts losing its value, it's like a stock market panic. Everybody sells, right?
Mm-hmm.
They sell and they run for it. They try to get something for it in order to. And so they're not going to all sit there and say, oh, we can't panic because we'll drive the price down. Have you ever seen that happen in the stock market?
No.
Well, it ain't going to happen with the dollar. And all those idiots, those financial gurus who say, oh, the Chinese will never do blah, blah, that they'll lose dollars, the value of the dollars. Well, why don't they say that about stocks?
Well,
so they don't know what they're talking about. They're just spinning. You know, everything you hear is a lie, just like you say.
Well, in closing, it was not barbarians that laughed at Geithner when he told them everything was going to be just dandy and that they could have their money rise and that their dollar investments wouldn't fall, which is ridiculous. Obviously, keeping their yuan low has helped keep them, the dollars high so they can keep selling their goods, for those that don't understand that basic equation. But in our final equation here, this is just like with the Romans in 300, 350, 410, when Alaric sacked Rome. You're right. The barbarians began laughing when they said, we'll give you lead as money, and they knew real value. And it looks like that's starting to happen. You know, like the Chinese were laughing at Geithner offering them lead.
I think that's a good analogy, Alex. You summed it up. The Chinese don't want our lead.
All right. Well, what a lot of smart money, people that I've seen be right in the past are saying they think things are really going to fireworks in October, or who knows?
Alex, just keep in mind, it wasn't that long ago that gold was $35 an ounce. What is it today?
970, yeah.
What are people predicting in the next year?
2000, yeah.
All right, now from 1971, when it was still $35 an ounce, to today has been the superpower time of the United States. We've been the superpower. We've prevailed. The Soviet Union's gone. We've had our way with the world. So during the period of our greatest power, the dollar relationship from gold has changed from $35 an ounce to $1,000 an ounce. Now,
yeah,
if you can have that kind of collapse during your prime, what can you have during your fall?
It'll all accelerate. The Tyranny of Good Intentions, second edition, out. Just Google Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Read all his great columns. We link to them over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Dr. Roberts, always informative having you on. Thank you for spending so much time with us. Have a great weekend.
I enjoyed being with you. Thank you.
God bless you. Take care. There he goes. I'm going to come back, hit some more news. Then Daniel Sunjata, star of Rescue Me, and a lot more is coming up. Talk about 9/11 truth. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
New bumper music I've been adding. Oh, who's likes that? I can do the happy dance right now for everybody.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
You know, I've always had a pretty good attitude, but things have gotten really stressful as we get more and more attention and, you know, fighting the New World Order. But I've just learned to just trust in God and make sure I get my exercise every day, and that really boosts me and gets me positive. I'll tell you what else makes me really positive. I'm going to cover all this news, Daniel Cinciotta coming up, and a lot more. I'll tell you. I'm going to play this Keith Olbermann. Olbermann now, and I respect him for reporting on Dick Cheney trying to stage terror attacks after New Yorker magazine confirmed it. We already warned of that months before. We had intel from the Navy. That's why Fox Fallon, the admiral, quit. Had a CENTCOM. I mean, now Olbermann's trying to tie Ron Paul in with the horrible attacker of the Jewish Center. I mean, it's just, they're desperate, folks. The Federal Reserve needs to do this, and it creates anti-Semitism. Most people talking about the Federal Reserve and the bankers and Bank of America and corruption, they're not thinking Jews. And the media makes it about Jews and actually creates the anti-Semitism. That's what multiculturalism is. They make everything a racial issue, everything a religious issue, everything getting each other in our throats. Because there happens to be some Jews in banking. You know, there's some Chinese people in there, too. We don't say it's a China. You know, the media is injecting this into the debate. So we'll talk about that and a lot more coming up, and a host of other issues dealing with 9/11 truth. I do have to tell you, folks, that we have reached $240,000 and some change. And so if you go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or InfoWars.com and link through to it, you can see that's happening. And, hey, I say let's run it to the weekend. Let's break last year's record. Plus, we have that big donation from Darrell Rundis. We want to push this way past that so it really does break last year's record. You can also call. I haven't given this number out today. This is our one time a year for a couple days. We do the InfoWars Money Bomb, second annual, to expand what we're doing, put out more films, buy more equipment, get more reporters. Thank you for all your support buying the books and videos and PrisonPlanet.tv memberships and supporting our sponsors. I salute all of you. You can call toll free, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Think of all the guests and all the activists and all the groups that we bring on here. Think of the platform we give to people. Think of how we're helping network and expand everything. It's so exciting. But I do want to thank all of you that have given the 2009 Money Bomb. It's clear we're going to make our goal of $250,000. But let's go above and beyond that. And 100% of the Money Bomb will be allocated directly to expanding this facility, expanding, paying to put the TV show on air. We're going to have to pay for it on Dish Network and DirecTV. And, boy, they're not friendly when we call them. They know who we are. But we're going to try to get through that barrier. The last year we moved over here, built these studios, expanded, got the operation running while we were doing all our other jobs at the same time. I'm really proud of my team. We're going to go forward to the next level now. I'm signing the lease for the building next door to us today to really kick it up a notch into another gear in the face of the depression and the recession and all the problems. We are not retreating. We are advancing against the globalists and having great effects. And all of us should be savoring the fact that the private Federal Reserve is now on the defensive instead of all this arrogance that they've been showing in the past. That era of invincibility is over, and a new era of defeating them has begun. We have turned the tide. 888-201-2244. InfoWars folks are ready to take your donation right now. 888-201-2244.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.